you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Monday Motivation here on Joe and Mackenzie, trying to get your day started off right with some positive news, some good feeling stuff. How about this one? Some medicine. Well, not literal medicine, but Denisha Bracey had been having a hard time lately, so her boyfriend made her a gift to help her make her feel herself better. Love pills. Yeah.
Ooh.
I never heard of love pills except for, like, illegal ones. But the couple, I guess, she was struggling with anxiety and panic attacks. Her boyfriend had been helping her a lot with them. This past week, their 2-year anniversary came up, and he made her love pills. Every pill capsule, like, he took, like, these real pill capsules. I guess you can get, like, just nothing in them. And he actually put in little notes in there. Each one had one saying that she was so loving or so sweet. You know, something that would make her happy, and it would also share her good qualities about her. And, yeah, he put these things together. He made up a little fake, like, I guess, RX label on there for when to take them and how many. And she says, this is something amazing. And she says, you don't have to spend $100 to get something meaningful. Just a couple of bucks and some creativity could be the best gift ever. And the photo of this is so cool. We'll have to get it up somehow on our Monday Motivation blog.
I can't believe you can buy, like, just empty capsules. That's interesting to
know.
You
could totally do that. What do you got, Mackenzie?
You can totally do that. Okay, so Matthew Hussey, I am obsessed with him because I feel like he's an awesome relationship guru. He used to date Camila Cabello, FYI, but he is blowing up all over social media. And okay, ladies or men, if you're dealing with someone who is super just flaky and inconsistent, this is a little advice from Matthew.
And she got to a point where she was so sick of him showing investment and then disappearing that one day when he texted her asking her to go to dinner after having disappeared for weeks, she just messaged him back and said, hey, listen, I like you, but this dynamic we have where we start things up and then things go away again and then we start them up again, it's just become boring to me. Like, it's no longer interesting. So if we're just going to do the same thing again, let's not bother with this. When I heard that story, I thought that is such a powerful word to use in that context. Because so often people get angry, they get upset, they get hurt, and then they communicate all of that. And when we do that, in a way, we're still building up someone's ego. We're still showing them that they have a handle on our emotions. You know, you either come back and you get my excitement, or you come back and you get my anger and my frustration. I'm still making you very important in my life, even though you haven't been investing and you shouldn't be important in my life. But when you tell someone this dynamic we have is just boring now, you're shooting down their ego. You're no longer validating that behavior. And so what happens is someone either disappears, or they realize in order to attract you, they've got to start showing you a very different kind of investment.
Boom! This spoke to me. So if someone's like this to you, it's like, you're boring. Bye. There you go.
I love that.
Because so many women in particular put up with these, like, in and out, these boomerangs that are like, they're gone, then they come back, and they're gone, then they come back. It's like, that is so boring. So tell them that they're boring.
Live the Web Girl, what do you got?
My story is about this guy named Guy Bryan. So he is someone that lives in Brooklyn in New York City, and he has affected 50 different teenagers' lives who are in the foster care system. So he has been a foster parent for 50 different people. And all of these people say that he was different from all of the other foster parents that they've had before. And he says he mainly only goes for fostering teens because he knows a lot of times those are the kids that don't get the extra loving and don't get, like, the care that they need, because a lot of people want to go for, like, you know, the cute babies
and
the young ones.
A teenager.
Exactly. Exactly. So he brings them in and he shows them what it is like to have an actual real home surrounded by an actual real family and just love. And all of these people have just been so affected. They've gone on to go to college and have basically said they owe everything they have to this guy. So he's just great and showing love.
All right. Good stuff.
Cool.
Thank you. All right. That's Monday Motivation here on Joe and Mackenzie. A woman is still married after what her husband did to a bridesmaid. This is insane if you have not heard this story. And if you're looking for a Halloween costume for you and three friends, oh, I've got you. Joe's Need to Know News. It's coming up next here on Radio Now.